Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Are you someone that takes a zinc supplement in the hope to improve your immune system or support testosterone levels or perhaps even lower prolactin? What I'm going to do is actually outline the best form of zinc to be using, and I'll go into detail about a common form of zinc that a lot of people are using without knowing the side effects associated with this particular form. All right, now looking at zinc supplements. Before we get into the video, I really want to emphasize that we should not be blindly taking a zinc supplement because you saw some random fitness influencer or other influencer talking about the benefits of zinc. You must get your blood work done before supplementing with zinc. And this also applies to other minerals and vitamins in the human body. We should take an objective measure, an objective stance to correct a diagnosed deficiency. We should not be blindly or randomly taking different supplements. And this is why I always encourage my clients to get their blood work checked before I administer or recommend specific vitamins and supplements. So you must get your blood work done before supplementing with zinc to see if you really even need it in the first place. I mean, a lot of people are jumping onto the carnivore diet or a very high animal-based diet, and by doing so, a lot of people are actually meeting their RDI or the recommended daily intake of zinc without needing to supplement. So that's where utilizing specific zinc-rich foods can actually achieve your recommended daily intake of zinc without even needing to supplement with zinc. I mean, I personally fell into the trap probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I was personally supplementing with zinc without knowing that I was actually toxic in this particular mineral. And it wasn't until that I removed it, did blood work, removed the zinc, and actually felt a lot better. So why are people taking zinc in the first place? Well, zinc deficiency is associated with altered emotionality. It is also associated with deficits in learning and memory. And it's also associated with altered social interactions. So zinc does play a huge role in the way that you think, feel, and behave. And now here are some key points about zinc. I mean, the main functions it does help to assist in the production of hemoglobin. It is critical for an optimal or normal immune system and structural components of hundreds of essential molecules. Now, bear in mind that here are some very good sources of zinc. Seafood, oysters are my favorite form or favorite food source. Oysters, 6 medium oysters can give you up to 49.9 milligrams of zinc. That's almost 50 milligrams of zinc just from 6 oysters. Ribeye steak is about 6 milligrams. And then black beans is 0.7 milligrams. Now, obviously, the beans are subpar. They're not as good as animal-based forms or animal-based foods for receiving your zinc, because these beans contain phytonutrients and anti-nutrients that can actually hinder zinc absorption and utilization. In terms of the daily recommendation, 11 milligrams ideally for men and 8 milligrams for women is usually recommended. And so here are the different zinc supplements, and this is not a complete list. We have zinc picolinate, zinc ascorbate, zinc chloride, zinc sulfate, zinc carbonate, zinc citrate, zinc bisglycinate, zinc gluconate, zinc L-carnosine, zinc oxide, zinc aspartate, and zinc glycinate, and then finally, sucrosomial zinc. Now, the one I really want to emphasize that we should be avoiding, and I see a number of people supplementing with, is actually that zinc picolinate. So why is zinc picolinate bad? And I actually learned this from Chris Master John. He's got a great YouTube channel. He actually educated me about the dangers of zinc picolinate. So zinc picolinate does get into organs and tissues, but not zinc itself, because zinc and picolinic acid bind so tightly together. This means that it can lower iron levels, it can lead to toxicity, and it also raises serotonin levels. So what I want to emphasize here is that zinc picolinate, as we can see here, actually accumulates in the hair tissue. And so I actually think that zinc picolinate is one of the worst forms of zinc to be using. And also bear in mind that the picolinic acid that's attached to the zinc, this study here was titled "The Iron Chelating Agent Picolinic Acid Enhances Transferrin Receptors Expression in Human Erythroleukemic Cell Lines." And also here we can see that chromium picolinate reduces morphine dependence in rats whilst increasing brain serotonin levels. So the picolinic acid, I'm not a fan of, because it can increase brain serotonin levels. And for those of you who know about the dangers associated with increasing serotonin, if you deliberately raise serotonin when you don't need more serotonin, that can actually contribute to anhedonia, blunted pleasure response, and actually worsen your mood and diminish motivation and drive. So this is not something a lot of men want. They want to actually reduce serotonin, increase dopamine, which suppresses prolactin and raises testosterone. Now we can see this study here was titled "Chromium picolinate modulates serotonergic properties in carbohydrate metabolism in a rat model of diabetes." And what we can see is that the picolinic acid is definitely not the best form. You know, in order for zinc to become usable from supplements or food, it must enter the plasma zinc pool. And so when we take the zinc picolinate, it's actually not the best form to use. And so I also want to mention that there are some roles that zinc plays when it comes to, you know, modulating the immune system, and the amount of zinc that you have in your body can ultimately determine whether or not you're deficient, you're at an optimal range, or you have an excess. So we can see that zinc excess can cause suppression of T and beta cell function, overload of T regulatory cells, and directed activation of macrophages. When we have an optimal balance of zinc in the body, we have balanced immune cell numbers and functions. We have a balance between tolerance and defense mechanisms. But if we're deficient, which is usually in the case of a vegan diet or someone who has intestinal obstruction or intestinal absorption issues, it can cause an overproduction of pro-inflammatory cytokines and reactive mediators. It can cause thymus atrophy. It can cause Th1 to Th2 disbalance. It can cause less naive B cells, less T regulatory cells, and more Th17 immune cells. So my favorite forms of zinc, number one is zinc L-carnosine. So this one here specifically is great for gut health, sealing tight junctions and healing leaky gut, and also reducing the risk of Helicobacter pylori, which is a nasty bacteria that can grow in the upper part of the esophagus and the stomach. And so zinc L-carnosine is, you know, one of the better forms of zinc. And the L-carnosine portion is a really potent anti-aging dipeptide. And L-carnosine has some very beneficial effects at, you know, reducing the rate of aging. So that's number one. Number two would be sucrosomial zinc, which has been shown to be 80% more bioavailable than zinc gluconate, which is one of the most commonly used zinc supplements. So that sucrosomial zinc is also has some really interesting new research that does have some beneficial effects on raising levels of zinc in the body very effectively and safely. So that's pretty much today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.